Is there a glass handy? Because,
a glass? Why, do you want to comb your hair?
No, I was not wanting a mirror. I was just going to
see.
Use
you
a glass
to, have a drink.
To try and, magnify my voice. The marvellous part was that I always got the first words. I didn't necessarily get the last words, but I did. And now I'm going to use a glass, because that's what we used to do in Ceylon, because we didn't have an echo chamber.
That's right.
The BBC had an echo chamber. But I used to say, journey into space. Off would go the rocket now.
BBC presents Jet Morgan in Operation Luna.
It was a landmark in radio history, and has continued to be thought of and talked about ever since. People still say to me, oh, go on, say, journey into space. And so
but it was cosmic history in a way, because this really had to do with Charles, dear Charlie Tilton, sitting beside me here, with his extraordinary feeling for the time, because you forecast this landing on the moon within about, I think, 2 or 3 years of its actual, the date of its actually happening.
Yeah, yes, I did. I don't think that was too difficult, because there were plenty of articles about it in the papers and everything. Obviously, it was obvious that there was going to be a man on the moon in the 60s sometime.
Well, it was, just chaps like you had a scientific cast of mind, but to Burks like the rest of us, we hadn't a clue what was going
on. Well, I don't think my mind was all that scientific, but
How did your mind get exercised in the first place?
I was prompted into it by the BBC. Michael Standing, the head of my department, called me into his office to tell me the programme...